At your local Sally Beauty, you'll find the largest selection of hair color. With collections like Clairol Root Touch-Up, you can get everything you need to achieve 100% permanent gray coverage in just 20 minutes. Enhance natural color, boost shine, and blend away gray at Sally Beauty.
Google going on trial tomorrow as the Justice Department argues in a federal antitrust suit that the company abused its power to protect its monopoly and thwart competition. Sound familiar? Well, the suit is reminiscent of a federal suit against Microsoft 25 years ago when it was accused of misusing its overwhelming market power. For a closer look, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by John Lopatka, law professor at Penn State and leading antitrust scholar. Professor, thanks very much for the time.
Oh, you're welcome.
So is it really that similar?
It's similar. There are differences, but there are similarities. The Microsoft case was the first Justice Department monopolization case against a modern tech platform. And we learned a lot from that case, but a lot has changed in 25 years. The tech platforms have become stronger. So I think both Google as well as the Justice Department learned something from what happened in the Microsoft case. They're going to apply that to the trial that starts tomorrow.
Is Google as big now, or it doesn't seem like it's as big now in the industry as a whole as Microsoft was at that time?
Well, that's a good question. There are competitors to Google in, if you define the industry as including big tech platforms, so including firms like Apple, and Microsoft is still there. When the Microsoft case was brought, Microsoft was viewed as the biggest tech platform without a lot of competitors. So to that extent, I think Microsoft was bigger.
Yeah, they were the big man on campus, but if you look at what Google has had to deal with, they have to work with things like Apple and Samsung and other companies in order to get their products out there. So in a way, it seems like Google, they are big, but it's not like they don't play with anybody else.
Yeah, they clearly play with others. All of the tech platforms play with others. They all have relationships with them that are both cooperative and competitive, which makes it a very complicated market.
Who is watching this case? I know that we were all watching the Microsoft case, but I'm wondering to what extent would the results force Google to make any changes, or are there other companies that are big ones that are saying, okay, we have to keep an eye on this?
I think all of them are keeping an eye on it. All big tech platforms are functioning as platforms. They're in two-sided markets. The antitrust rules as to what happens in those two-sided markets, to some extent, those are going to be applied across different platforms. So Amazon's watching it, Apple's watching it, Microsoft itself is watching it. So the big tech platforms are going to see what happens here. But you're right. I mean, in the Microsoft case, everybody was watching that one because Microsoft was kind of unique.
And it was the first one of its kind at the time.
Right.
And the tech industry essentially was in its infancy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was coming along, but it was in its infancy. And you can go back before Microsoft, and you go back to IBM, which was the dominant company of its day. So there was something that preceded Microsoft, but it was the first high-tech kind of case we saw.
Professor, thanks so much for your perspective. That is John Lopatka. He is a law professor at Penn State and an antitrust scholar.
The Wheel, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From the horse-drawn carriage to a rover on Mars. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.